This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. In China, the number 8 means luck. The Olympics were held on August 8th, 08, and phone numbers with lots of 8s fetch a high price in China. Well, the Chinese government has been insisting that the economy will grow no less than 8% this year. Now, the World Bank is forecasting that growth will be a much lower 6.5%. Joining us now to tell us more about the significance of 8, and it's not just luck, is BBC correspondent Quentin Somerville in Beijing. Quentin, why is 8% growth so important for the Chinese economy?
Well, this is seen as a very magical number, a number which just keeps China's economy powering along. It means that people stay in employment, incomes keep rising, and social instability is kept under control. If you don't have 8%, you've got 1.3 billion people with a lot of time on their hands, and they can get into all sorts of trouble, and that's what the government doesn't want to happen. So the government is very focused on this 8% figure. Of course, it's a bit mystical. There's no real scientific proof behind it, but it's very important to the Chinese government.
Overall, how many unemployed people could China end up with in this downturn?
Well, the World Bank today is saying 25 million. The government have already confirmed that 20 million farmers turned factory workers have lost their jobs because the factories they work in right now aren't as busy as they once were because people in America and elsewhere in the world aren't buying all those Chinese-made goods. So the World Bank has come in at 6.5% growth for this year. That's below that magic 8 figure. And also it's quite low in some of the other estimates that we've been getting from economists. They're saying painting a very bleak picture, actually. House prices are going to be falling. Unemployment is going to be rising, income growth is going to fall, company profitability is going to fall. It's a whole mess. But actually, when I was speaking to the World Bank earlier, they were saying it's a pretty good picture because the rest of the world is in such dire straits. China's the only bright spot in the global economy right now.
We've talked a little bit here about how China's stimulus program seems to incentivize production of goods that no one else can afford to buy. Is there a questioning of that approach?
The problem with China is that while it was getting used to 10, 11, 12, 13% growth, it got kind of hooked on those levels of growth. They were very, very important for the country. But while it was doing that, it wasn't really looking at its long-term economic prospects. All of that growth, or at least a good chunk of it, was coming from exports. So as long as the world kept buying Chinese-made goods, the economy kept powering along. What would have been a good idea back then, and well, it's fine with having hindsight now, I suppose, it would have been a good idea back then to actually start building domestic demand here, start creating a national health system, as China is trying to do now, a social security system, to get people to spend all their enormous savings, to get that money flowing through the economy, to create a proper domestic economy here in China rather than having an economy which is reliant on exports. Well, they didn't do that. They're trying to do it now and they're hoping that will be enough to keep the economy powering along. But then when you come to think about it, Chinese peasant farmers aren't really a replacement for American consumers.
Question, and this is literally one sentence, maybe even a yes or no. Will China cash out debt from the U.S.?
Certainly not.
All right. Well, there you go. Quentin Somerville is a BBC correspondent in Beijing.